You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
This is Lucky at Camden Community Radio, and I'm in the studio today with James and Blueberry Moon. Welcome to the studio, James, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So tell me about a bit about your band and what you've just sang for us.
The band is James McCain and the Blueberry Moon. We're four today, but we're sent to be five. We're a London-based band who play music that's somewhere between rootsy sort of folky music, I guess, and indie rock. We just played Silver City Bound for you, which is the first song on our last album, which is called No Peace for the Wicked.
Great, that was actually really beautiful.
Thank you.
So tell me what inspired you to make music together and how you were formed.
So Ross and I went to university together, and I think we've been playing music since then, so that's a long time now, a lot longer than I care to remember. generally just as a sort of friendship thing, we're in sort of separate kind of bands. My main band was with some other people, a band called The A-Train, that we played music in when we were a bit younger. And when that sort of finished, Ross and I sort of started making music a bit more seriously. And that was probably 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
I think still initially as a sort of side project from The A-Train. And then, gradually sort of took over and became my main thing. And Jono and Matt here, we met, I guess, on the music scene, you know. That's you two, yeah. playing gigs around with other guys, and I think that's about all I've got to say.
So do you want to tell us about what you're working on right now, and if there are any upcoming gigs that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we are currently promoting the last album, as I said, which is called No Peace for the Wicked, which we released last year. We are also, we've just started working on a new record, which we've had one recording session for. Hopefully will be done in the next kind of 6 months or so for the follow-up. And we have our next show is in Camden on the Wednesday, the 22nd of February, at the Monarch in Chalk Farm.
Great. So is there anywhere that you'd like to perform the most?
God, I've never thought about the question, I don't think.
Dewsbury train station, it's quite nice.
Really? I've not
festivals,
been.
Any music festivals?
I mean, the venue's important, I guess, but I kind of think like the audience is the main thing. You can play to one person in your bedroom, or you can play to lots of people.
Yeah.
It doesn't particularly matter to me, I don't think, where. I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing the Union Chapel, I suppose.
I was going to say Union Chapel. Yeah.
That'd be a nice one. But yeah, as long as it's a sort of decent sounding room, then anywhere. Yeah.
East London. I'm from East London. There's Hackney.
Anywhere good there?
Yeah, there's Hackney.
It'd be nice to play the Surf and Jazz quarters in Dalston.
Yeah.
It's true, actually, I've never played there. But it was nice. It's been nice playing here as well.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. So, who are your musical inspirations?
So, I'm into a lot of music. I guess the things that I think of most is kind of classic '60s pop music or rock music, things like the Beatles, but also the soul music of that period. The pre-soul gospel music, mm-hmm. And generally kind of roots music from around that time. But I listen to modern music, I listen to some rap music, I listen to, I don't know, the Stone Roses were a big influence on me. All sorts, really. Bob Marley. It's quite difficult, I think, after a while to separate what's influencing your music and what you listen to and you enjoy. I mean, I've got probably 10 or 12 albums by Frank Sinatra. I don't know if he would count as an influence.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone would hear that in our music. So I kind of think it's almost not for you to say who your songs sound like. I think it's more interesting if other people kind of we'll see what other people think, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been great having you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I've barely eaten, man, no one.
stranger in the street. The stranger in the street, I'm the redeemer. Sure, I get tired and I get lonely, and yes, I feel it in my bones. To the core of the Redeemer. When I look around sometimes, I watch people live their lives, living lives they couldn't lead if it hadn't have been for me. But do they know? Do they know? Its mind on fire, I hurry up and down the land. I keep looking for something in this dream of mine. A paperback is in my hand. Then I'll see you standing in the yard, soar up from a sea of lies. I'm trying hard to reason as a child sees things. Well, maybe that would be unwise. So will you let the river answer? Chewing on the things you said, feeling like a grain of sand. I guess there was a reason why things reached ahead. Well, clearly I don't understand.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.